SOP to prevent the spread of COVID-19 infection at workplace. 1.0 Objective. To lay down a standard operating procedure to prevent the spread of COVID-19 infection at the workplace. 2.0 Scope. This SOP is applicable to cover all the individuals entering into plant. 3.0 Responsibility. HR department to verify and ensure compliance of the procedure. All individual reporting to the workplace. 4.0 Accountability. HR head shall be accountable that this SOP is implemented as per laid down procedure. 5.0 Attachments. Logbook for personal sanitation and hygiene record, attachment I. Logbook for surface sanitation and area fogging record, attachment 2. Logbook for bus sanitation record, attachment 3. 6.0 Procedure. 6.1 General information: how COVID-19 may spread. When someone who has COVID-19 symptoms such as cough, sneeze or exhales, they release droplets of infected fluids. Most of these droplets fall on nearby surface and objects such as desks, tables or telephone. People could catch COVID-19 by touching contaminated surface or objects and touching their eyes, nose or mouth. 6.2 Personnel. 6.2.1 The company vehicles transporting the employee to the workplace shall drop the personnel outside the security entry gate of the facility. 6.2.2 The security officer on duty shall give body shower of the 70% type to all employee with the help of provided shower pump before entering in the plant. After shower with 70% type, personnel shall allow to entering into the plant premises. The record of the body shower activity shall be maintained as per attachment I. 6.2.3 The security officer on duty shall verify the body temperature of the individual with the help of provided thermal gun. Any detection of the low-grade fever that is 37.5 degrees Celsius or above to the individual, he or she shall be asked to stay at home and take rest or required medication. 6.2.4 All the employees shall follow the advisory circulated by firm that people need to stay at home even if they have mild symptoms of fever, cough, sneezing or any of the symptoms related to COVID-19. 6.2.5 All the personnel entering into the plant premises shall be provided with mask to cover their face and nose. 6.2.6 The personnel shall take care to avoid frequently touching their face by hands. 6.2.7 The personnel shall not unwantedly lean on wall, touch any surface or objects if not required. 6.2.8 The personnel working in their designated area shall regularly sanitize their hands with N70% type solution which is provided at the identified prominent locations in the plant. 6.2.9 The personnel shall wear clean cloths in the respective change room. After lunch or any refreshing break, the personnel shall wear their own identified cloths, only that is primary and secondary cloths. June 2, 2010 The personnel shall follow the frequent hand washing with soap and water, specifically when touch any contaminated surfaces after tea, lunch break or any refreshing breaks. 6.3 Maintaining the workplace to be clean, hygienic. 6.3.1 The routine cleaning and sanitization in the workplace shall be done as per the respective SOPs. 6.3.2 The surface, for example, desk, tabletops, door pull knobs/handles, staircase railing etc., and objects, telephones, keyboards, shall be regularly wiped with 70% type. 6.3.3 The 70% type solution dispenser shall be placed at all the identified prominent places throughout the workplaces and shall regularly be refilled with hand sanitizer. 6.3.4 The fogging disinfectant Wilbicillosid 0.5% VV shall be done in the identified location, that is where there is routine man movement or any operational activity is carried out. Fogging activity shall done on weekly basis after the end of the day's activity. The record of the fogging activity shall be maintained as per attachment 2. 6.3.5 The used gowns, primary dresses, face mask, gloves shall be dropped in the used garments bins and waste bins placed at the respective locations in the workplace. 6.3.6 In the factory premises, the personnel shall avoid any close contact that is 1 meter or nearer with other people. 6.4 Transportation vehicle. 6.4.1 All the transportation vehicle used to pick and drop the employees shall be regularly sanitation using the 70% type solution. 6.4.2 The bus sanitation shall be done twice in a day, that is once immediately after leaving all the employees to the workplace in morning and second time at evening time after dropping all the employees to their homes. Also the support handles, rods, doorknobs, bus steering and gears etc. where the surfaces and object are touched with hands shall be disinfected by 70% type. 6.4.3 Precaution shall be taken that no employees shall be present in the vehicle prior to start of sanitization. The windows and doors of the vehicle shall be properly closed prior to the bus sanitization with 70% type. 6.4.4 The record for the bus sanitation shall be maintained by HR officer, executive as per attachments, 3. 6.4.5 The transport vehicle shall not be overloaded with employees and seat arrangements shall not exceed more than 70% of its total occupancy. 7.0 References. WHO Guidelines on COVID-19. 8.0 Abbreviations. SOP, Standard Operation Procedure. 9.0 Distribution List. Quality Assurance. Human Resource and Administration. Production. Quality Control. Warehouse. Engineering. Purchase. 10.0 History of Revision. Version No. Effective Date Reason for Revision. New SOP.